Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 25th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Truma, Perek Tishi, Mishnah Vov. Hatevel, Gidulop Matorin, Bedovar Shezarei Kola. Tevel means untied produce, which has already been Kavula Maisa, it's already been entered the house, or it's already been seen Shabbos, and therefore it's what we call kavua l'maaser. It's already fixed for maaser. And then the halacha is, one cannot even have a snack until you take trumas l'maaser. Not even achilas arai until you take maaser. Now let's say he took this produce that's now reached the level of being kavua l'maaser, and he planted it, he sowed it while it was tevel, and now a new crop grew from it. Gidulov mitorin. So the Mishnah says, what grows from it, you're allowed to eat. Hey, let her have a snack out of it. Why? Because this new growth has not yet reached Kavula Maaser. So even though what it grew from, what you originally planted in the ground, was Kavula Maaser, but now the new growth, it's like considered like any other tevel, like any other produce that's untithed, which you need to take Trumas and Maaser from it, but in the meantime, you're allowed to have a snack out of it. You're allowed to have a Nechilas Aras. But there is a condition attached. Bedovar Shezarei Kola. What you sowed had to be something that disintegrates into the ground. It does that the bulb or the there's no bulb that stays there, like wheat or barley, etc. Avul bedovar shein zarei kola. But if it was something that you sowed in the ground where the seed does not disintegrate in the ground, gidule giduli nasur. Even what grows the second time or third time, the growth of a growth will be asur. Have a snack, even achilas arei, even before it's been kavula maaser. Why? Because since the zera, the original seed, is still there, it's already kavula maaser before they sowed it. Is el dover shein zarei kola? What's an example of things that don't disintegrate in the ground, that stay there? Kigan haluf v'hashum v'abtzolim. You have a luf, which is some type of an onion, garlic, v'abtzolim, and regular onions. These type of plants, when they grow, the seed does not disintegrate, and therefore we're more strict, and we have to... if it's something like that, then we will say it will be also to have even a achilas arei. Rabbi Huda Omer, Hashum Kisorim. Rabbi Huda says garlic is like barley. Now, what does that mean exactly? There's Machlokes Rambam and Rabbi Nishimshan had learned Pshat. Rambam learns that what Rabbi Huda is saying is he's being lenient. He's saying no. He says garlic is not something that stays. It disintegrates as well, just like barley. Why does he use the example of barley? Because barley, when you plant barley seeds, they disintegrate quickly into the ground. However, and therefore also shum, garlic's like that as well. However, the Rosh Rabbeinu Shamshan learns differently. He says that what does the Mishnah mean by that garlic is like barley? Meaning that when the garlic is at the size of the barley, I mean, the garlic, for example, were big seeds, and the garlic seeds are like big seeds, and they were as big as barley seeds. Then we say the zara is not kola. We say then the seed will remain there; it'll be there, and they will have to be strict and can't eat what grows from it. But if it's less than the size of a barley seed, then the zara will be kola. The seed will disintegrate. So again, he's also, according to Rabbi Nishamshan, Rabbi Huda is also being lenient. Rabbi Huda is being lenient also according to the shit over Rabbi Shamshan, but not as lenient. There's a condition attached. Again, Rambam holds Rabbi Huda is being completely lenient with garlic. Garlic is like barley. Don't worry about it. If you plant it in the ground and something grows from it, you can eat achilas arei, even if that garlic reached kavula maaser. Rabbi Shimshon learns, well, not exactly. It's not. It means when the garlic is large enough, like a barley, then we say it's also. Then we say it's ein zarei kola. But if it's smaller than that, then it will be. Mishnah Zayin. Hamanakesh, a person who is weeding his vegetable patch. Imanochri with the goy, he's working in a gosher field, working alongside the boss. Non-Jewish owner, b'chasiyos, and he's working with chasiyos. Now, chasiyos are something of the onion family. For example, the luf, another type of onion, or the garlic, or the onions, etc. all of which are called by a general, generic category of chatsiyos. And what's common about these are the ein zaroi kola, they don't have the seed, what you plant does not disintegrate. Aval b'isha peros of tevel, even though the fruits that are growing are tevel, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that a goy who acquires land in Israel does not remove the obligation of maaseros. If someone wants to go and take it, he'll still be chayav to get maaseros. So therefore comes out these chasios, these onions or garlic and everything of that family are gidulei tevel, are really growing from tevel. And we learned before that gidulei tevel in something that when you plant something that does not disintegrate, we have to be choshish, we have to worry about it. And we say you can't have a snack, echelas arai. Here, because you're working in a goysha field, they belong to a goyim, oichel mem, you can eat a little bit, the Jewish worker can eat while he's working, achilas arai, a little snack, without having to separate maisa. Why? Because in the field of a goy, the chacham did not want to make a gezera to forbid achilas arai, to eat, to forbid a casual snack. Again, this whole mission is talking according to the opinion that a goy does not have a power by acquiring land to remove the obligations of Trumas and Maaseros. According to the other opinion, that a goy can, when a goy acquires land, he does remove all the obligations of Trumas and Maaseros, then there's no shaila, there's no question he can eat from. There's nothing to talk about. For sure it's all right. But even in this submission, even a ton of that hold, that a goy has not got the power to remove Tarmas and Maaseros, the Kedusha still stays there. Even he will agree that you can have a Achilasari, you can have a snack. The Chacham did not make a Gzera on what grows from his field. Shetilei Truma Shenitmo. Now the Mishnah turns to a case of plants of Truma that became Tomei. And the Mishnah is telling us that these plants, which are tender, rather tender plants, they pull them out and they plant them somewhere else, and now they keep on growing. And if these plants of Truma became Tomei, and afterwards Shetolon, he replanted them, Ta'arum el-Tomei, they lose their Tumah by planting. Once they're connected to the ground, they're not called food anymore, and they're no longer Tomei. Va'asur n'lechol, but you cannot eat them. Even Kohenim can't eat them. The Chachamu were Machmir, they should have a din like Truma, which is Tomei, ad sheyigoyim esa oichal, until he first cuts off from the plant of Truma, he has to cut off esa oichal, the edible part of it, and then what grows afterwards, no problem. Mutabachil, you're allowed to eat. The Kohenim allowed to eat that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyigoyim v'yishana. He has to cut off the edible parts. What grows afterwards, then he has to take that up and cut that as well. And then that bit of truma, that once he's done that, then what grows afterwards, after the second cutting, is mutabachila, is perfect mutid. Alach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't have to do it twice. You do it once, you cut off the edible part of that plant, which became tamei, the truma that's tamei, plant it in the ground, what comes afterwards is mutabachila, is allowed to be eaten.